Mike, do you want to talk about water enrollment in small businesses?
I will try. it seems a never-ending saga, to be quite honest. It kicked off in 2005, and as Harriet says, quite rightly, it had cross-party support. So it was a done deed as far as all businesses was concerned at that time. Turner's original intentions, though, have been sort of skewed as far as we're concerned. Turner identified that lower end of the marketplace who had never been able to afford a pension, didn't understand pensions, and that was both employers and employees, and actually recognised the fact that they needed to save for their retirement, but also combined with very low costs, and Turner at that time was suggesting 0.5%. Since then we've had choice boarding, and I think that is a retrograde step as far as employers are concerned, because if you look at certainly the majority of our members in the surveys that we did and still do, it is very much the affordability and the question of choice and any possible liabilities associated with having to make the wrong choice for their employees, which could come back in the future and bite them. Now, despite government's reassurances that that is most unlikely to happen, that does still raise some comments from our membership at the moment. Nest is obviously the almost default scheme, and it's going to be very interesting to see how that pans out as we go forwards. Critical mass and the affordability of Nest is going to be fairly concerning, I think, to all small businesses. And as you know, the FSB on our member services side have also brought out our own scheme in conjunction with Scottish Widows, which has created some interesting internal discussion, shall we say, because one of the things that we'd highlighted at a very, very early stage was the fact that confidence needed to be restored in the brave word pension to encourage people to save their retirement, but also that communication needed to happen, and I don't think even now that communication has gone anywhere near enough to making employees, individuals aware. And I have to say, Harriet, I do not like the advertising on the radio that I hear, and your boss pays too. I think that is not very helpful as far as small employers are concerned.
Indeed they have.
But I do have some concerns about the extent of that, because small employers are no different to their employees in this particular situation. And it does come down to affordability. They would rather, if they could, afford for their employees rather than themselves. So there's some work to be done there. But full transparency, and whether it's our scheme, whether it's PC&E's scheme, whether it's the other schemes that are out there, the industry has been incredibly bad at making charges transparent. And we've been working with the CBI and others and the pensions group to make sure that transparency really does come through, so everybody understands what is being offered, what the options are, what the options are at different stages in their career path, because that will change depending on their personal circumstances, and preferably in plain English as well. I think the interesting thing, we had asked the government to take a step back after the first 12 months, and we're almost there now, so that before the vast majority of small businesses auto-enrolled, lessons could, if there were any, to be learned from the larger companies taking the first steps on this road. I think it's fascinating that we have got such a high retention rate, but I do suspect that that is because in those large businesses, A, you've got understanding of pensions, and B, you've got a team to support the employees, and that is one thing that is definitely missing from the smaller employers. And as again Harriet has very clearly identified from the outset, we recognise that if people were to have a meaningful pot for their retirement, irrespective of what the state pension scheme may or may not be in 30 years' time or whatever, that 8% would need to very, very quickly double, if not treble, to make it worthwhile. And I think the other plea that I would have is, you haven't addressed the public sector yet, and I would really urge you to do that to bring some balance back into the disparity that seems to be existing at the moment between public sector and private sector, particularly smaller end.
We've done a great deal on public sector reform, and I can tell you there's